Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to a special 4th of July edition of Making Waves here on LectureLandNow.com. I'm Dennis Rahm, and my pleasure to be joined for the introduction of this week's program by my partner in crime, Lonnie Rahm. And Lonnie, it's a pleasure to have you here, and happy 4th of July.
Oh, thank you, and happy 6th of July.
That's true, because we've got two big fireworks events on the horizon here in the Lakeshore Valley. We're going to get all the lowdown later on in our program, as we'll be visiting first with Jeff Comwell, the president of the Manson Chamber of Commerce. They are going to have the largest fireworks show in all of Eastern Washington, and that'll be 4th of July night, about 10:15 p.m. out of Manson Bay there. Should be fun, and always fun to catch up with Jeff, and they have day-long activities that'll be going on there. And then if that's not enough, if you didn't get your fill on Thursday night, or maybe if you're coming into town and didn't make it in time for the 4th of July fireworks, you get another opportunity Saturday night right here in beautiful downtown Chelan off of Don Morse Park.
I'm looking forward to both of them. And I hear a rumor that my husband might be taking me out on the boat to watch the 4th of July fireworks in Manson.
That may happen. And we should say, by the way, to let our folks know that follow us not only on our website at LakeshoreLandNow.com, but via our social media channels, Facebook and Instagram, that on Facebook we're going to be live streaming the fireworks on the 4th of July out in Manson, and we'll be doing a similar live stream for the Chelan fireworks on Saturday night the 6th as well. So make note of that, and if you don't catch it live on our Facebook stream, we'll have it posted up on the Facebook page as well, so you can go back and watch it at any opportunity. But Lonnie, before we get into fireworks and bring on Jeff first here, I want to talk to you about a special new feature that is now been launched on LakeshoreLandNow.com. This was your brainchild. I know you take a lot of pride in it, and it's up and running. So tell us about it.
Well, about a year ago, you and I sat out in this very same deck and did a Making Waves, and I mentioned out loud that I wanted to start a lifestyle section. And what it really encompasses is an opportunity for us to solicit from guest contributors some longer stories. They won't be as frequent. We want them to live a little bit longer and have a lot more depth to them. And they're really focused on things that are people and activities and not so much just here's the day-to-day stuff that's going on in Chelan, but really have depth to them. And it's fun because the first few ones that we did, one was talking with a family who had a baby that was born extremely prematurely, and they ended up, not only is she healthy and happy, but they ended up being chosen as the ambassadors for the Seattle, Washington March of Dimes. And it was just very exciting to tell that story.
And you also had a nice feature on the 10-year anniversary of the AVA for the Chelan wine industry here, the Lake Chelan Valley, and that was interesting. But I guess the door is open, and that's really the word you want to get out, that if there's somebody out there, if you're listening to this and you think, you know, I got a great idea for something that pertains to lifestyle, and it's pretty broad, I have to say. So when we say lifestyle, maybe you're into mountain biking, maybe you're into cross-country skiing, maybe you're into rodeoing, maybe you are into growing flowers in a hothouse. I don't know. I mean, it really runs the gamut out there, and you would like to hear from people if they think they've got something they would like to contribute. And they can just send you an email at info@lakeshorelandnow.com. Is that right?
That is correct. In fact, we got a guest contribution from Jeff Fahey, who is a local author, and he had written an absolutely hilarious story about chasing an unmanned car, a driverless car, through an orchard and field and wine from a winery perspective. And I've read it several times already. I mean, it's still up on the website, of course, and I've read it several times, and every time it just makes me giggle.
All right, so lifestyle on LakeshoreLandNow.com, a complete new section. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got some ideas or your own contribution, please reach out to us at info@LakeshoreLandNow.com and just put like lifestyle in the header or something and some contact information, and we'll get back to you on that certainly. So thanks, and a great idea. I'm glad you got this up and running.
It only took a year.
Hey, you know, some good ideas take a little while to flush out of the thing. And again, happy 4th of July to you, and happy 4th of July to everybody out there listening, and to all those here in the Lake Chelan Valley. Keep it a safe and sane 4th of July, please. And with that said, Lonnie, We're going to do a special welcome right now because Jeff Conwell is standing by, the Manson Chamber of Commerce president. And Jeff, welcome to the program here today. And I want to start out by talking first about your Stars and Stripes auction, because I understand it was a resounding success.
You know, every year people continue to be more generous. We're always surprised and grateful for the contributions that they make, both from a, you know, a giving standpoint for items that we can auction off, that we procure, but also the people who come and attend. And this year, the auction was actually sold out. We added a, we squeezed in an 11th table, and it sold out, and there just was no more room. But we want to thank the wineries that contributed wine to the event. And golly, we sold all the items. The total funding on this event was $19,000, including the tickets for the banquet and auction, and then the auction items themselves that auctioned off. We did something really fun this year too, Dennis. We auctioned off individual blasts, so you could actually fund one of the shells going up. And we started out at 8-inch shells for $250, and there was, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 that we raised off of that. And so it was really terrific. And again, these are just folks who want to see a great fireworks show in Manson, and you're going to definitely get that this year.
My understanding, that was a record amount of revenue from this auction.
Yeah, this was the biggest. And to tell you the truth, I was thinking, golly, you know, last year was a record. You know, it's going to be hard to top. And I was just hoping to maybe equal it. And to have exceeded it by that much was just a real testament to people's commitment to putting on a great show for 4th of July and celebrating America. It's great.
We're speaking with Jeff Conwell, president of the Manson Chamber of Commerce. We're going to come back here on Making Waves because it's a fireworks show extraordinaire. We're going to talk all about what's happening 4th of July in the community of Manson. We'll hear later on about the plans for the Lake Chelan fireworks show in Chelan coming up two nights later on Saturday, the 6th of July. So you're going to have ample opportunity to see things light up the sky here on 4th of July celebrations in the Lake Chelan Valley. Back with more right after this on LakeChelanNow.com. Time to say thank you to a few of our broadcast sponsors here on LakeChelanNow.com and our Making Waves program, brought to you in part by our good friends at Chelan Realty. You'll find them downtown Chelan on Wooden Avenue, the longest operating real estate company here in the Lake Chelan Valley. Check them out online at ChelanRealty.com. Also, Shoreline Watercraft and Boat Rentals. You'll find them online for additional information at shorelinewatercraft.com. They have multiple locations to rent boats and watercraft, so why not check them out? Get out on the lake this summer and have some fun with Shoreline Watercraft. Also, our thanks going out to Chelan Cellars and Sorrento's Ristorante, the restaurant overlooking beautiful Lake Chelan. Check it out, Chelan Cellars. And Slidewaters at Lake Chelan. Slidewaters now open for the season daily until the Labor Day weekend. Don't forget about their big surf wave attraction coming later this summer. Check them out online at slidewaters.com. Here with Jeff Conwell, Making Waves, LakeChelanNow.com. And Jeff, excited to have another 4th of July coming up here, and Manson Chamber of Commerce doing a great job in putting this event together. And this year, my understanding from what you were told, the single largest 4th of July fireworks show in Eastern Washington.
Yeah, we've confirmed that with the fireworks provider, and they've said hands down largest show in Eastern Washington. So that's a pretty cool a badge of honor that we're going to wear this year. And you know, we're doing it because it is the 40th anniversary of these fireworks that really started with humble beginnings out at Wapato Point, with the homeowners association out there realizing that if they pooled their resources, they could put on a pretty nice display. But it just kept growing and growing and growing. And the Manson Chamber has been shepherding that now for, gosh, some 20 years, and very honored to be doing so and just continue to grow it because of, you know, the reality is it's a safer way to do fireworks for people. You're not going to catch anything on fire. We're out there over Manson Bay on a barge, and so we're playing it pretty safe, and it's a great way for people to get a show they'd never get anyway.
Now, we should explain, if you hear some background noises and sound effects, we're sitting outside in downtown Chelan right now, outside of the Green Dot, yeah, having this conversation about 4th of July coming up, and it's a busy day, and traffic has been busy throughout the Chelan area here, and I'm guessing things have been pretty happening and popping in Manson as well.
Yeah, things are really popping. And come 4th of July, I have to tell you, this is going to be one of the fullest days of activities for 4th of July I think we've seen out there in a long time. And if you don't mind, I'd like to include a little bit of what's happening. First, I want to start with our Manson Kiwanis. You know, these are tireless folks that do things, good things for the community of Manson. They put together all sorts of scholarship opportunities. They've got a matching funding opportunity for the purchase of Leffler Park, for Leffler Field. And, you know, they're just always doing good stuff. And 4th of July, they never let us down. They do a huge chicken barbecue, and it's not just a piece of chicken you get. You're going to get a plate of goodness, including a really special coleslaw they put together. They've got baked beans. They've got all the fixings that are going to go with this barbecue chicken. It's just $10, and again, the funds go to all the worthy causes that the Kiwanis do out there for the community in Manson. That's your barbecue element. But coming up at 1 o'clock, you don't want to miss this. But a big shout out to Jason Marin of Ancestry Sellers, who happened to have a contact over at NAS Whidbey Island, Naval Air Station Whidbey, and he knows some folks who could arrange for an EA-18, a pair of EA-18s to do a flyby at 1 p.m. They're going to come screaming down the shores of Lake Chelan, right over Wapato Point, and off into the blue yonder. But a great way for them to salute Manson in their 40 years of celebrating America. So that's going to be an exciting feature in and of itself. But immediately following that, we have got a special ops paratrooper along with some smoke jumpers with those winged suits. They'll be flying out of an airplane with red, white, and blue smoke. And by the way, the special ops jumper, he'll be bringing down the American flag, which is going to be really a sight to behold. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, immediately upon landing, they're going to be shuttled back up to Leffler Field, where no one other than Dale England and his helicopter will be on hand. He's taking them back up. They're jumping again. And I don't know, they haven't told us how many times they're going to pull off these jumps, but they're going to keep doing it until they either run out of smoke or run out of gas. I don't know, but it's going to be a great sight to see over Manson Bay, and you're going to want to be down there for that. Now don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, the Lake Boys. Those guys never let you down on a 4th of July. They're always there to help celebrate. So Lake Boys, 7 p.m. down at Manson Bay Park. They've got a light show. They've got the music. It's just a great vibe they bring, a great summer vibe, a great 4th of July vibe. They're going to take you right up to showtime, 10:15, and it's going to be big. We've got more speakers down there too to hear more music while the fireworks are going off, and it's going to be quite a sight. I spoke with the pyrotechnician. He tells me the show should run about 19 minutes, but more shells than have ever been fired before. So it's going to be pretty much continuous blasts for 19 minutes. We're excited.
Well, where am I going to have my nap in this process? Because, I mean, this is a day-long event. Let's kind of back up a little bit here. We talked about the barbecue, for example. Mm-hmm. Do you have hours of that and location? I know it was $10, but when are we doing it? Where are we doing it?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Manson Grange, as always. And looks like the hours are 11 to 4. And great folks that will be out there volunteering, so you're going to want to stop by for that.
Okay, and we got the live music with the Lake Boys kicking in about 7 o'clock. Are there other activities going on? We talked about, you know, the 1 o'clock p.m., the flyby and parachuting that will be taking place. Anything between the exhibition with the flyby and the parachuting and then the beginning of the activities with the Lake Boys at 7 o'clock other than eating? Is there other things happening downtown?
Yeah, absolutely. There's 14 wineries, breweries, and cideries that are going to be offering up some great tasting opportunities all day long. And, of course, your restaurants are going to be doing some great things for the community as well with some specials. And it's just going to be a great family fun event day down at Manson Bay. I'm excited about it. I think everyone's going to have a great time.
I can tell that you are. Now, you're intimately involved with the Manson business community as the president of the Chamber of Commerce. What's the buy-in from the core business community in downtown for an event like this? Because it takes a lot, and it puts a lot of pressure on those businesses as well.
Yeah, you know, the business community down in Manson is extremely generous. They're always being tapped. They're always being pushed and asked, and they always give. They always step up. And so, you know, you'll go through Manson, and you'll find giving boxes for the 4th of July event in most of the business downtown where, you know, additional thousands of dollars are collected. But on top of that, many businesses are giving upwards of $10,000 themselves. So it's really quite impressive. And if you don't mind, I'd love to give a shout out to Town Toyota Center, a huge contribution from those folks. They step up with a $5,000 contribution for this show. Food Services of America, $2,000 to help see that we have an amazing show here in the Chelan Valley. And it's their way of just saying thanks. And other sponsors, like I said, giving of upwards to $1,000, you know, folks like Hard Road to Hoe Winery and things like that. So a lot of businesses get involved in this and really, really do a great job of supporting the event.
You keyed on something early on in our conversation, Jeff, and I think it's important to maybe repeat that now and just to encourage people to certainly be safe on the 4th of July. There's not a need any longer to cart around fireworks and set fireworks off. We have a ban anyway in the local community. There's going to be two outstanding shows in the Lake Chelan Valley, plenty of opportunities to witness top-notch fireworks. And it really is important that everybody respect that and to do whatever they can to ensure that we don't have any fires start up by the inappropriate use of fireworks.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, we live in fire country, and most of the time it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And to have one caused with something as frivolous and silly as fireworks. Look, as a kid, I loved going out and lighting them off, and certainly there was a time and place for that, but we've kind of come to our senses and we've realized that this is a better way to celebrate. It's a safer way to celebrate. Keep your fingers, keep your toes, and let's not start any fires. Come down and watch the show. You know, thousands and thousands upon thousands of people gather around the hillsides, downtown Manson, and out in their boats. Boy, you look out on Manson Bay, and it's just such a great sight to see all those boats enjoying the show. So just ferry on out in your boat and drop anchor or just hang out, bob around, and catch the show. It's a much safer way to do it.
And I know Lake Chelan now looking forward to it. We're going to live stream the event live once again on our Facebook page as we did last year. We're just trying to decide, Jeff, do we do it from Manson again, near Manson Bay, or do we maybe pop out in a boat and do it from the water? We'll have to see what the weatherman says.
Yeah, well, either way, I got to tell you, thanks to Lake Chelan Now for stepping up and coming out and sponsoring the program this way. It's a great, great help to let folks know about Manson. You know, I always tell people if this was Lake Manson, we wouldn't have to do as much educating on to people on where we're located. But we are just 7 miles up the lake, and this goes a long way to help get the word out. People say, wow, look at this big fireworks event that happens on Manson. Let's make sure we go to that next year. And, you know, Lake Chelan Now does a good job of getting that broadcast out to thousands of people, and we're very, very appreciative for you doing that.
It's not bad duty, I have to say, Jeff. Now, if people want more information, not only about the 4th of July and all the activities going on, but anything really to do with that Manson community, they can go to moretomanson.com.
Yeah, moretomanson.com will let, you know, give you a rundown of all the events that are occurring in Manson, the businesses, if you need to get in contact with certain businesses, and the doings. Also, our Facebook page, Manson Chamber. And, you know, it's one of those things, too, if you feel like giving, you want to contribute, this is a worthy cause for sure. And you can just go to the moretomanson.com website. We have a link there. You can click and make a donation. So it's easy.
Off of the 4th of July for just a moment, congratulations to the Chamber and to the Manson Drone Club. Outstanding video you guys put together, a promotional video for the community of Manson, playing very well, getting a lot of positive response, I know.
Oh boy, I have to tell you, a big shout out to Kate Sortson, the instructor of that Manson Drone Club. She has done an incredible job. And you know, we're not talking about little weenie drones here. She's flying the real deal, real cameras, doing high quality footage. If you've seen that video, you know, and I know, you know, you're a video guy, you know these things. It's a magnificent video. It's about 2.5 minutes long. It does a great job of representing Manson and really the Lake Chelan Valley, all of the beauty and the seasons. You know, they actually took almost a year in putting this video together by virtue of having to capture footage in each of the seasons to show people all of the beauty all year long, and they really nailed it. It was a home run.
All right, Jeff, we want to thank you very much for taking time out of a busy schedule, I know, and we'll be seeing you in Manson, 4th of July, looking forward to the fireworks.
Good times ahead. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Jeff Comwell, president of the Manson Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget, LakeChelanNow.com on our Facebook page. We'll be live streaming that Manson Fireworks Show beginning at about 10:15 on Thursday night. Speaking of that, we'll also be live streaming in Chelan on Saturday night, because Chelan also will be having a big fireworks display Saturday night off of the shores of Don Morris Park. The Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce is one of the organizers of that event. They contribute to both the Manson and to the Lake Chelan fireworks shows. We catch up with Morgan Benson of the Lake Chelan Chamber and find out what's on tap Saturday night in Chelan.
Yes, so we have our fireworks show on the 6th between 10, 10:15, depending on how late it gets, you know, and dark. And we're so excited. We're thanking, you know, Town Toyota Center for their sponsorship, Mountain View Lodge. So we really appreciate them being able to chip in and contribute to that fireworks show.
And there's a lot of great locations, I know. It's one thing nice about Chelan. Many good viewpoints anywhere up on anybody's hillside, and certainly Don Morris Park.
Definitely Don Morris Park. Don't forget about Lakeside Park. That's another great spot. If you're able to get on your boat and get on the water to watch them, that's always a great opportunity. Campbell's is another one to see the fireworks show. So there's a lot of great locations. People staying up at the Lookout, I'm sure they're going to have a nice view of the fireworks show as well.
Now, of course, if that's not enough, a lot of activity will be as you look upward in Lake Chelan coming on Saturday, because not only the Chelan fireworks, but in the day, it's the beginning of a paragliding event.
It is, yeah. That's going to run from the 6th to the 13th. It's the U.S. Open National Paragliding Competitors. They're around the world. It's amazing. They come in and they do all sorts of cool things. So just look up and you'll see them all over the sky.
And of course, if people want to get closer, they launch off the top of Chelan Butte.
They do, yes. And if you're able to drive up there and watch them do their thing, that's really amazing if you have the time, because it's definitely worth watching.
Morgan, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the 4th of July festivities.
Thank you. You too.
And a big thank you to Morgan Benson of the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce. Again, two big shows coming up for fireworks: Thursday night, 4th of July in Manson, and Saturday night, of course, in Chelan off of Don Morris Park. Hope you can get out and enjoy them. Don't forget to play safe this year, safe and sane. And a reminder that Chelan County, all of Chelan County's unincorporated areas, are under a complete fireworks ban, as are most of the cities within the county, including the city of Chelan. And speaking of that fireworks ban, we have the opportunity for a quick check-in with the fire chief of Chelan County Fire District Number 5 out of Manson, Arnold Baker. And Arnold, advising people certainly to heed the countywide ban on fireworks, but also to take advantage of the two big free shows that are upcoming.
Here's the thing that is, I think we've got is two great opportunities in the Lake Chelan Valley. We've got two public shows, one in Manson Bay and one down in Chelan on Saturday. And just ask the public, contribute to the public show. And the lifeblood of making these public shows, of making a public celebration happen, it comes through donation of everybody helping out. So I just ask, rather than go buy private fireworks, let's everybody contribute to the public shows, and then we get to celebrate as a community together with a nice show, and that's 4th of July. So is moving forward to summer fire season. It's that time of year to kind of be a little mindful. We are still allowing campfires on private land inside an approved campfire site. Whether that's in the Forest Service, they've still allowed it in the designated campsites. So that's going to change in the coming weeks. To kind of stay tuned to see what's code changes. You see, we're high, and when we move up to very high, these wood fires are going to be banned. But we just need help from people to do things wisely. And if you're doing a campfire, put it out cold with water. And how do you know it's out? Well, when you want to put your hand in and touch it, then you know it's out. And if you're not comfortable putting your hand in there, then you don't have enough water on it. Cool it down some more. And this is how we're going to get through this fire season, is everybody thinking to do safe things and do things wisely so that we minimize our risks.
And that's going to put a ribbon on our program for this week, all about the 4th of July. My thanks to Lonnie Rom for visiting about the unveiling of the new section on our website, LakeChelanNow.com, featuring lifestyle stories. Hope you get a chance to check it out and maybe be one of our contributors. Thank you so much. Jeff Comwell, Manson Chamber of Commerce President, Morgan Benson from the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce, and Arnold Baker, District 5 Fire Chief. For now, so long from Making Waves right here on LakeChelanNow.com, and happy 4th of July.